We have so much. We got Lake Fest coming up this weekend at Granbury Conference Center. The drone show to end all drone shows Saturday. It's going to be great weather for it. Oktoberfest, perfect conditions for that. You got the State Fair's 73rd year opening up on Friday with Big Tex. Already risen. We'll have him later on this week on the show, of course, as is tradition. But it was a big old
It's the weekend of yet again.
Finding out what is ever so weekend worthy. By the way, it was Glenn Rose down there, Massey's Barbecue, our Hank FM hometown handshake tour with the legendary broadcaster extraordinaire Jake Summers. Big props to him. Did a great job. He can shake a hand or two. Or a bunch.
Heck yeah, he can.
And now we move it over to the Massey's in Alvarado. Can't wait to meet up with you this Friday. I'll see you. That'll be 4 o'clock Friday afternoon. Yet again, State Fair tickets, a whole bunch more there. Massey's in Alvarado. But got a lot going on with Cruise Night. That'll be great weather for that this week. And, of course, it is the Alito Coaches Show podcast. As the Alito season rolls on. That's going to be tomorrow night, by the way. It's going to be tomorrow night because tonight is the Alito Hoco Parade. Very excited. I understand that we are going to have a float. Is that right? You're going to build a float for the show?
No,
on that? Because we love Will. We love Will Float.
We do love floats, okay. But
I'm expecting big things. I'm very excited. You got me all revved up.
I'm trying to angle in.
For the
We're trying to work it out.
Parade tonight. Mm-hmm. That's excellent. Okay. Well, look for us tonight, I guess. In that. But there you go. Bearcats. And I didn't even prepare a mom.
I'm sorry.
Oh, all right.
I might not know a gal for that.
I'll go to Joanne's afterwards. After work. The Bears, of course.
Stop it.
It's how bad the Bears are. Caleb Williams, their quarterback, for two solid seasons, has just been awful.
Sorry.
Yesterday, I turned on the Cowboys game. It had already been going for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
First thing I hear, Caleb Williams of the Chicago Bears having a career day today.
Oh, boy.
This is a breakout game against your Dallas Cowboys.
Here we go.
We're going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, so they're 1-2. And they take on Green Bay and Micah this weekend.
Aww.
TCU took out for the final time SMU in the 104th and final battle of the Iron Skillet.
Mm.
So they can hold on to it forever.
Or they could just bring it up to the Waffle House.
Yeah, take it over there to the old Pancake House there. Just makes something good out of it. The Rangers are pretty much dead. They've lost seven straight. So that's pretty much it.
Sorry. Hurts my heart as a sports director for Hank FM.
They're going to get one of those copper frying pans for their efforts. what'd you do? Did you Penner's conference this weekend? I'm sure you were holding classes there.
Well, it started with Life After Lockup.
Okay.
And this is just a little Texas love because they're down in Lake Whitney. JK and Alex, they may be expecting a baby.
Whoa.
Which
they could be listening right now.
Yeah, I don't know that that's the...
Hello.
I know. But last week...
Well, probably not.
We discovered that Brooke was not expecting a baby.
Okay.
Who's also, it's very complicated. But
I was worried about him.
We went to the Pinterest conference.
You did?
I did.
Okay.
I brought it up to my daughter, and it was like... I had game or something. I think I was on Fleek. I don't know. But it was very cool. So I brought my little... And then I brought her buddy, Fields, on the way. That she has 100 pins, just about garlic bread, on her Pinterest page.
Okay, I can respect
that.
I can respect that.
It was an interesting mix of people to get into the conference because they were also hosting a gun show.
Oh,
so there was lots of
weird crossover.
Lots of here and there, and there's all sorts of things that I never knew that I needed to make.
Mm-hmm.
And I came home with a variety of things. I did some watercolor painting, and I bought some $12 mints.
You buy a glue gun at the Pinner's Conference. Is there a waiting period? Or can you get it instantly?
You might be. I mean, if all you know people. But you know a lot of people that hang out like underneath overpasses and
that's
all that.
That's how I get the laboo-boo.
Yeah, so what about your trip?
Well, it was the trip to Little Rock, Arkansas.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And the kiddo and the fiance, Elle, over there at the ranch.
Mm-hmm.
Three of us embarked out. My first ever train ride, which I have to say, the way there was tremendous. That is, I loved it. It's roomy. It's like being in a plane, except it's all the bad stuff is gone. And it wasn't crowded, and it was nice. You'd get up and just do stuff and whatever and things.
I know, and they have a bar on board, don't they?
But the trip to Little Rock never got to Little Rock. We had a pit stop scheduled in Hot Springs, Arkansas.
Yeah, yeah.
Which actually, that's where Bill went to. There's like every city in Arkansas claims Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
Every one of them. They all in one way or another. Hope says that's where he was born. Hot Springs says this is where he went to school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And there's other ones that say that he did other stuff there, and I'm pretty sure that's accurate.
All right.
But we never made it to Little Rock because Hot Springs was just so cool. And we decided we're just going to stay here the whole weekend on that. Their claim to fame is, I mean, it is the hot springs that bubble up, and they've got those bathhouses there, which is, I know, it has the connotation, mm-hmm. but it has nothing to do with anything like that. And it's that old 1920s, just like Mineral Wells. It was an epicenter of the healing movement at the time and the mineral water and all of that. And it's really, really cool. It comes out at like 140 Fahrenheit out of the ground. It's pretty wild. There's a ton of history. That was Vegas before it was Vegas. There's a gangster museum we love.
Oh, boy.
And then there was the trip back, which did not go at all yesterday, according to Hoy.
But you're still engaged. Look at you.
Are we?
More in love than ever.
We are going to call...
We're getting married!
The fiancé, Elle from the ranch, and we'll see if we... Because some people think we eloped. Some are wondering if we're still together after that.
Oh, no!
747.